time I see a tree, I think that tree is a negative. There's a positive somewhere. That tree was made off of something, and intelligence made it. And all this earth does is reflect the heavenly. The Bible said so. And if there's a tree here that has to perish, there's one in glory that won't perish. If I see a man, I see a lovely little young couple, a man and his wife, walking down the street, sweethearts together, what does it reflect? Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's one in heaven. That'll never perish. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. The theosophy. Then you get the Trinity. The great Spirit dwelling in the Son, Jesus. Jesus dwelling into the church. At that day you'll know that I'm in the Father in me, and I in you. All that God was, he poured into Jesus. All Jesus was, he poured into the church.
Amen.
There you are. I in the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. There's a body. That's what's the matter with the church. They've been taught little old petty sissified old lady doctrine of some sort. Run around and have soup suppers and card parties. No wonder we got a bunch of chaos that we got. We don't need children's programs and little soup suppers. What we need is a rugged old gospel and man of faith with the sword hanging out there and challenging.
Praise God.
What we need today, not some petty theology and some theory of some man-made clique. We need a rugged gospel preached in the light and the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.